From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Explosions in Syria kill at least 32. A human rights monitor says UN-backed evacuations were underway Monday in three Syrian towns as deadly twin bombings hit a fourth. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says blasts in the city of Homs killed at least 32 people and wounded nearly 100 others. Authorities say the first blast in the central city's Al-Zahra district was a car bomb, followed by a suicide attacker detonating an explosive belt as people gathered to see the damage from the first blast. Iraqi Army spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Rasool saying the city of Ramadi has been liberated. The Iraqi security troops have raised the Iraqi flag over the government buildings. The Iraqi flag is now hoisted over the government complex. Iraqi forces are sweeping the streets of Ramadi today, searching for explosives possibly set by Islamic State militants before they lost control of the city to the Iraqi military. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal speaks with VOA about what has happened in Ramadi.
I think it is a major loss for the Islamic State and certainly an important gain for the Iraqi forces as well as the U.S.-led international coalition, which has been providing a lot of air support to the Iraqi forces.
After months of preparation, Iraqi forces backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes pushed into the center of the city last week. At least seven people were killed Sunday as the Nigerian army repelled another Boko Haram attack on the Borno state capital of Maiduguri. The Sunni insurgency has killed 20,000 people in the last 6 years. This is VOA News. South Korea and Japan have reached a deal settling the controversial historical dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women, euphemistically known as comfort women, during World War II. Jeff Kingston, an Asian studies expert at Temple University in Tokyo, speaks with VOA.
Leaders in both countries have seized the initiative and they've cut a deal that they think they can live with. And so the Japanese government has agreed to pony up a little over $8 million, and this will be distributed to the 46 surviving comfort women. Some of the details, however, remain rather vague. And so, you know, Prime Minister Abe is going to issue a heartfelt apology. But over the past 20 years or so, when they've argued about this issue, Seoul has always insisted that the Japanese government acknowledge state responsibility, legal responsibility, rather than just moral responsibility. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with the Korean public.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye had, until recently, refused to even meet with Mr. Abe until he offered a sincere apology. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport today, killing at least one person and wounded 13 others. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing, which damaged nearby buildings. The attack comes one day after Pakistani Army Chief General Rashid Sharif visited Kabul to prepare for fresh peace talks with the Taliban. China's parliament has passed a controversial anti-terror law requiring foreign technology firms to comply with government requests for information. The official Xinhua news agency said the law was intended to address terrorism at home and help maintain global world security. VOA asked Monash University China expert Bruce Jacobs about China's contention that it is a victim of terrorism.
There's no question that China has been victim of terrorism. I mean, there have been some incidents where lots of people have been murdered in train stations and other contexts. There's no question. The critical issue, though, is why have these been caused and what has the Chinese government done to cause this terrorism? And the main reason is because China's been extraordinarily repressive in places like Xinjiang, which has a majority Muslim population. And the actions towards Muslims there have been very repressive.
No immediate comment from the White House, which had voiced concerns the Chinese terror legislation could imperil an array of human rights principles enshrined in Western law. Star Wars: The Force Awakens has reached $1 billion at the box office, making the milestone with record-setting hyperspeed. Walt Disney Company said the film crossed the billion-dollar mark Sunday. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.